With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. This week on the show, we speak to Kwan Chi Heng, the man behind Pasar Splosin, a market that sells used household items for 10 cents to the urban poor. The initiative, which started a little over a year ago, has benefited the less fortunate community, as they are given the chance to own these amenities that we sometimes take for granted for only 10 cents. That's a great deal indeed. Doing good has always been in Kwan Chi Heng's blood. The very affable guy started by donating staple food to families. Eventually, he changed the menu to something so different that he earned a nickname based on the name of the food.
Okay, when we look into giving food to the poor, of course, you see, many of us bring rice to the poor. So every day, if you eat the rice, you feel bored. So to change the menu a bit, so I decided to put in some potatoes inside the menu for the poor. So every day, if I bring to the poor, I'll bring potatoes. So until people call me Mr. Potato, because every time I will not fail to bring potatoes to their houses. I believe they love potatoes also because it can be mashed, whipped, it can be fried. A lot of varieties you can do with the potatoes, and it will give the children more varieties or options to eat. But once I bring potato to them, they are quite happy with me.
So, our very own Mr. Kentang here started helping the needy without a proper structure. That is, until he discovered the true condition of the community.
In helping the poor, we discovered that some of these poor, they are, what do you call it, the lack of facilities, like basic amenities in their house, such as fridge or table or chair. So from that point of view, when we discovered this, my friends decided to initiate the Pasar 10 Sen. This Pasar 10 Sen is to give people a chance to donate whatever they may not want to dispose of, or they may have extra to give to the poor. Let's say you have an old fridge. You want to dispose to the Atong or the second-hand seller, you may dispose at RM200 to 300 ringgit. But when you give it to the needy, they can use for years, and that can help them a lot. This Pasar Splosin is also one of the way we ask people to do charity like sedekah or donations. And then why we put it 10 cents, we label it 10 cents, because we give the dignity to the person who buy it as a token sum, so they will not be, you know, shameful or whatever. They said, I buy because I buy, I pay 10 cents. And this 10 cent tag, we hope that this 10 cent tag will go on in their life, and when they are okay, when they are more financially stable, they will instead go and spread the good things about 10 cents. Maybe they will donate something out for 10 cents. So it's actually an encouragement for people to donate and do charity.
Opening a market of this nature requires proper strategy, as they have to identify specific areas populated by their intended recipients.
We like Nomad, we move from areas to areas where we intervene this urban poverty area for some time, for 3 months, and then we start to shift to other places, because once the place is already been given all the help, we will find another new place to put up the 10 cent market. These are the poor people, I mean needy people around Klang Valley, where normally it's in the PPR area or whatever area that we come to know of. So it's targeted because they are needy. Because some of them, they lost their father. Some of them lost their mother. Some of them, although they work, but they don't have enough money, you know, to support the family.
Chi Heng has a point there. While the location that Pasar Plosin visited so far are high density, low income areas, the people that are staying there may not necessarily be poor, at least in its immediate definition. So, is there a specific criterion that they use to filter their customers? Do they look at their income bracket, perhaps?
You don't look at the income bracket because you may have a 3,000 ringgit income, which you said more than 3,000 ringgit is not poor. But living in KL, in urban area or in Selangor area, 3,000 is actually not enough and it's considered very poor. It's not poor, it's very poor. So sometimes you have extra illness in the house where you know you have some of the cancer, some of the kidney patients or whatever that will burden, eat up part of your salary. So we don't look at the bracket actually. We look at the needs of the family. That is more important. If there is a person in the house that is sick or whatever, so we would like to ask how much the cost of medical costs and this and that. And then if only the father is the breadwinner, it will definitely burden the whole family at all.
But at the end of the day, the needy still has main dips on the plethora of items at the Pasar Plosin.
Of course, only the needy that allowed to buy. If we find that there's a recorded outsider trying to buy, we will stop them, of course, because this is not for people. This is good quality stuff sometimes. So it's just to share our kindness among all Malaysians. But there are people who will maybe will take advantage, but we are quite stern about this.
Pasar Plosin sells pre-loved items received through donations from kind-hearted citizens. While that is good, unfortunately, some people did take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, we received quite a number of items from people who wanted to do that, but we also must be very careful because we are not rubbish collector. Some people might just want to order a lorry and throw away all the rubbish and they say, oh, I have good things to send to you. I have received that before and then nowadays, we are quite careful. We ask them to send the pictures first before we go and collect because our lorry is very costly. So to pick up the items, the bulky items to send to the PPR area is quite strenuous on us. But thank God that many, many people understand this. After some time, they understand what we are trying to do. And only a handful will try to treat us as Alam Flora instead of Pasar Plosin doers. Whatever you want to give, you must give with heart, with sincerity. Because to me, you must check the item whether it still can be used, you know, for the people, for the needy. At no point you want to ask us to throw rubbish. But there is only a handful, as I say. And I'm thankful to many, many people that a lot of them actually contributed to Pasar Plosin. It's an ongoing process.
So, what exactly are the items available in Pasar Plosin?
Bicycle, motorcycles, cars, cupboards, furnitures, tilam, electrical appliances, and also, of course, clothes, shoes, bags, many, many things. All the things under the sun will be there because when we want to give out something, we give out with our heart. So, you should be... We receive many, many things, books, you know, toys for the children. So actually it's very, very wonderful.
Yep, you heard it right. They even sell cars and bikes there. But according to Chi Heng, there is a caveat for customers who would like to purchase these vehicles.
Yeah, let's say we receive the car by 10 cent. We have to even prepare the road tax and the insurance. It will cost about 2,000 ringgit. But we will identify the family that really needs a car. So if the family nearly needs a car to get out from the poverty cycle, we will sell the car to them at 10 cents. That means when the donor sold to us at 10 cents, we will sell back to the new recipient 10 cents. But we have to look carefully into their ability to maintain the car, their ability to get out from the poverty cycle. That is very, very important before we can even give the car to them. And then we need to know the capabilities for them to maintain the car. If we give the car to them and then when the car rolls out already, who want to pay for the service? And why we give the car to them is because some of them are handicapped. We have a case, they're handicapped and then they have a problem going to school or going to college. So quite a big family, so we give them the car.
Judging by the kind of items available there, I'm sure Chi Heng can actually put the price a tad bit higher, just to give the items more value and also to empower the customer more. Maybe 1 ringgit would be more appropriate?
I think even 1 ringgit will be a burden to them, but 10 cents is just a tag, a catchy tag, to ensure that the kindness will be repeated by those, you know, when we help them, we hope that those who receive the benefits when they are stable or whatever, they will continue. Because why they will take, or last time we get it from 10 cents, why not we do it? So the 10 cents is actually a caption to keep the kindness rolling, the ball of kindness to roll on.
Having charged 10 cents for everything in the market, what do they actually do with the money that they receive? Does it even cover the operational costs?
The 10 cents is not even 10% of our lorry costs. So the 10 cents normally we'll buy rice and give back to the needy over there. So the 10 cents normally we collected is on one market session, it's about 100 over ringgit. But that one will not even sufficient enough to cover our transportation costs. That is what I'm trying to say. But in that way, we will bring the 100 over ringgit just to buy some rice and some groceries for the needy there.
The money at the end of the day goes back to the community. If that's the case, how does Mr. Kentang sustain the initiative?
We applaud on again. We applaud on. We are still applaud on until one day if we cannot sustain it, we have to. But I believe that with good hearts and sincere effort, I believe there's a divine power behind it. And it's been going on for more than 1 year. So I don't see any problem in making it to go on.
That was Kwan Chi Heng, founder of Pasar Sepuluh Sen, talking about the market that sells everything at 10 cents to the urban poor. Coming up, Chi Heng will share some stories of the people he met and various other offshoots of the 10 cents initiative, all with the intention of helping the less fortunate in the heart of the capital. I'm Hanif Baharuddin. You're tuned in to I Love KL, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, you've been listening to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. I'm Hanif Baharuddin. On the show this week, we've been speaking to Kwan Chi Heng, also known as Mr. Kentang. He's the founder of Pasar Sepuluh Sen, a market that sells pre-loved household amenities to the urban poor for 10 cents an item. Earlier, Chi Heng painted a picture of how the market functions, including where it locates itself, and the kind of items available there. Like he said, everything goes at 10 cents, including things like cabinets, television sets, and even bicycles, cars, and motorcycles. With prices that low, how does the public react to Chi Heng's initiative?
I think, oh my God, that is the best thing that happened, because I've seen many, many mothers and fathers. They are so delighted that they can fulfill their children's wishes of getting a fridge or an old TV, you know, the box TV, or other things which they cannot afford to have. That means, of course, the words of thanks was immense to us, and there are a lot of tears falling down, and a lot of thank you. But the real thing is that we can see smiles in the children, we can see thank you in their eyes.
Despite the success of Pasar Sepuluh Sen, our Mr. Kentang here does not rest on his laurels, especially when there are still a lot of people out there that need help. In fact, Chi Heng and his team also converted some of the cars that were donated to them to taxis, charging the passengers only 10 cents. He recalls a specific incident that inspired this.
I've seen a cancer patient waking up at 5:30 a.m. with the wife and the daughter, getting the first bus to the hospital, but they have to change 3 buses before they can reach the hospital. So from the hospital, they have to walk a distance from the bus stop to the entrance of the hospital. Just imagine if you are very sick with sickness, such as cancer or whatever. You need to take so many buses to go to the hospital. And when they come back, it's already noon. And it really affect their sickness so much. And after one incident where the man passed away, after treatment, struggling for 2 years, taking public buses, this and that, I believe it's high time for me to initiate the 10-cent taxi for the sick and poor. I'm very, very glad that many people donated to this cause, because when you are sick and you are poor, you do not even want to go to hospital. And that made their condition worsen. We have seen maggots coming out from the legs because they refuse to go to hospital because of there's no money. So I'm very, very blessed to say that we started the initiative and we fetched many of these poor and needy to hospital, cut down their sufferings so much. Now they have a driver to bring them to hospital and back from hospital, and cut down their visiting time to the doctor. So,
give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day, but teach a man to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. That's a more progressive approach to helping the needy. Chi Heng is aware of this, which is why he also sets up a sewing class for the needy.
For the sewing class program, we identified the people who are interested. We interviewed them that they are interested in enhancing their income, or you see, some of them are housemaker and they cannot go out because they have to take care of their children and their husband is working, but maybe the income is not enough or sufficient to maintain the family well. So with this initiative of sewing class, there is a company offering 100 sewing machines to the poor and needy families. And then the woman, actually, or the man, even the men can attend the sewing classes. So they can work at home. They work at home and then they will be given a sewing machine. They will be given a 6-day training course to sew. And then they will be given some initial startup materials, not money, but materials to sew. And we teach them to do some products. And we have a gallery to sell the products. We encourage the ladies who want to increase their income or to able to self-sustain for themselves to learn the sewing classes. Actually, we also encourage the ladies to sell kuih or sell nasi lemak or whatever near their house so they can take care of the children while their husband work. They can stay around their house, they can take care of the children, they can do. And even we started with burger stores also to let people to have more opportunity to get out from the poverty bracket.
I can't help but admire Kwan Chi Heng's persistence in helping others. What's his secret, I wonder?
I think it begins from the heart, because the most important thing is the sincerity of helping others. And to me, it's a chance actually to cleanse your soul and spirit to do something good. Because when we bow, we cleanse our body, but to clean our soul and our spirit, we will go deeper than that. And when we help someone, actually it soothes our soul, because we can go back at night, we can take off our shirt and sleep and then say, oh yeah, this morning I helped someone and thank God I'm there to help him, you know? So that nice feeling will give you a better sleep actually, and you can sleep better and more soundly.
Having been involved in community work for quite some time now, Chi Heng is also able to paint a picture of the society's consciousness towards the less fortunate. based on his observation, social media played a huge role in mobilizing the support.
Social media has been so helpful because without social media, we cannot easily help the poor because we raise the awareness in social media and every case is reported in the social media. Actually, doing good, we must do it silently. But I believe that when you are silent, you do not have that kind of support. So we need to put it in the social media to encourage others actually to join in. And thank God now we have about 200 over 1,000 followers around me and following every kind deed that we do. It's not to show off that how many people we have, but to show that how strong we are in unity, how strong we are in kindness. That, and there are people who need us. So it's also a very good chance for people to come together to help each other.
While the support is there, there is a small section of the public that is a bit reluctant to contribute, as they are not very sure where the money will go.
I realize a lot of Malaysians are very, very kind, but they're worried about where the money goes. They're worried about donating to the wrong people. So what I encourage is that some of these people, they can even go down to the needy themselves. I can see many, many kind hands helping out. And I was surprised that our perpaduan, our unity is very, very strong. No doubt about it, because if there's a Malay asking for help and I post in the social media, there'll be Indians and Chinese chipping in very fast. So actually, humanity among us in Malaysians are very great and the unity is very great. But we tend to not see it in action, but from social media and also from doing this kind of work, we can see a lot of kind soul out there, united.
Chiheng also believes that Malaysians are too distracted by politics, to a point where they forget the good they have in them.
I think Malaysians are too influenced by political things until they forgot about goodness. So everything they will blame and they will condemn this and that. But actually, if you look back into, I'm trying to give you an example. Everyone in Malaysia, if they see a car dropping inside a longkang, you know, a drain, will they rush to help these people inside the car? I believe every and each one of us will jump into the longkang and rescue the people inside the car without even thinking of what races they are. We will rescue them. So actually, we are actually inborn good, but sometimes we forget because we are too immersed in other subjects.
For Mr. Kentang, Pasar Splosin is just the beginning of many other initiatives he has lined up for the community. He gives us a bit of a teaser for his next project.
So far, we have clinics to come in, you know, to do Splosin clinic, even dentist Splosin. So we have library Splosin. Now we are trying to start a shop for the poor. That means they can buy anything there, at any time they'll be given a card, so they can get their groceries there. Instead of us going to their house, they can come to us to buy some grocery. We hope to start that in the next 3 months.
So, where can you go if you want to donate or know more about Kwan Chi Heng's various projects?
They can go to my Facebook, Kwan Chi Heng, K-U-A-N-C-H-E-E-H-E-N-G. There's a symbol kentang there, the potato is there. So go to the Facebook and join us in making a better Malaysia. What I hope for is a cleaner Malaysia, cleaner streets, happier people. We are more united, together making the awesome Malaysia.
That was Kwan Chi Heng, the man behind Pasar Splosin, a market that sells used items for 10 cents. You can just search for Kwan Chi Heng on Facebook to know more. If you'd like to check out the interview again, head over to bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play and the App Store. Also, we would love to hear from you. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharudin and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Thank you very much for listening. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.